Tonight, crimes you've gotten away with. Have you done anything naughty, anything illegal, and not being caught? Like I said, we did this a few months ago and it went off, so we're doing it again. 0800 Rock Phone or Rock Fax. Let me know about it.
What happened was a little young Maori prospect for the Mongrel Mob.
Yeah.
Decided to promote his staunchness of sorts.
Yeah.
And myself being an elder, well, like an old cunt.
Thanks. Try not to swear on my show, but thank you. Go on.
Pardon me?
Try not to swear on my show, but go on.
Oh, yeah, sorry. An old fogey decided that was not right, and I'd like to get on the fist and the old fellow rockers and whatever and all the rest of it. And
So are you in the Mongrel Mob, mate?
No. God, man.
Oh, okay.
No, just a general dog's body.
All right, go on, yep.
Yeah, so what we did was these little young fellows decided to go give us a bit of a span, you know?
Yeah.
And try and beat us up one day.
Yeah.
So a few of us old crusties.
Yeah.
Decided to retaliate. What actually happened was that the police actually ended up arresting us for walking out of a bar, slightly intoxicated, and let these street children off.
Hey, listen, mate, can you hold the line for me?
Yeah, sure.
Cheers. We'll find out more soon. I had a chap on the phone that claims he had sex with a girl in a milk vat. Is that right?
Yeah.
Was there milk in it at the time?
No, it was empty, and the boss called me out.
How old was she?
His daughter that called me out.
How old was she?
About 16 or something.
Well, that nothing illegal about that, is there?
Oh, well, you think about it. If you were working for somebody...
Yeah?
Yeah, right, and you're shagging their daughter...
Yeah, but she's 16.
...in their milk silo...
Yeah?
That's got to be something, doesn't it?
It's not illegal, though. Thank you anyway. Hello, The Rock.
Yeah, man, ring up for that,
What have you done?
I ripped a few cars off, like, stripped them and shit.
All right, okay. Right, whereabouts? Roughly, okay. When was that?
About 4 or 5 years ago.
All right, and you never got caught?
No, me and my cousins used to do all the time.
All right. And I'm intrigued. Okay, what, for a few years or what?
Yeah, we sort of used to make a living off it.
Oh, okay. How long for?
For about 8 months or so.
All right. That's probably where my Mazda went. Guy on the phone, we're talking about illegal things you've done and got away with. How you going, matey?
Good.
What have you got for me?
I'm going to tell you things that have happened to me.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm stayed with my foreskin on the table.
Yeah.
And I got my missus in there and I stapled her lips on the table as well.
You're kidding me?
Yeah. Nah, I'm not kidding you, yeah. Straight up, yeah.
Yeah?
And,
is that illegal?
No, it's legal, yeah. No, it's just a party trick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like one that I'm not too keen on.
Staple gun, yeah. One that shoots fast staples. So you should tell them on any of that, and that'll get them going.
I'll pass it. Whereabouts was this?
Hamilton.
Who's this?
Hoke.
Hoke.
Yep.
You enjoying the show, matey?
Yep.
Cheers, have a good night, okay?
Oh, yeah, mate.
See ya. Hopefully you're enjoying the show, one of the, if not the only live dawn show in the country, one of the few. Talk to some more people soon about the illegal stuff, but just a break, I have a Penthouse magazine here. And Candid Counsel. Bent out of shape over sex, love or your health, advisor will put you straight. Letters to the Penthouse advisor. Like this one, Panty Sniffer. I am a healthy 27-year-old male, and I enjoy sniffing women's soiled panties. I would like to stop this behaviour, but I find my sexual interest in women's underwear a good way of relieving tension. I am university educated and have a good job and a nice girlfriend. Should I see a therapist about this? Please let me know. Signed, Chris Beach. The fetish of sniffing women's soiled pandies is harmless enough, but your shame about having this kind of behaviour pattern is the real problem. Maybe you'd better keep the fetish and lose the guilt. Many people are turned on by the sense of smell and are particularly aroused by sniffing soiled underwear or other kinds of clothes. Some of them just naturally like this sort of thing, just like some of us like very spicy foods or the aroma of very musky perfumes. Other people do not enjoy the sense of smell in its own right, but associate it with certain sexy images. This is probably what you did as a child when you connected woman's underwear with woman and sex in general. In either case, becoming aroused in this manner is certainly one of the most harmless pleasures in life. In your case, it obviously hasn't stopped you from getting through university, holding a good job and having a successful relationship with a woman. So why do you find your behaviour wrong or harmful? And it goes on. More letters soon, but obviously there's nothing wrong with sniffing women's panties. Blood loss. At the age of 61, I have a very good sex life and I have no complaints. However, my erections aren't as hard these days as they used to be, though my penis is still up to penetration. If it is only blood that enters the penis, then I suppose it is the amount of blood entering the area that controls the degree of hardness. Just what is it that actually happens in the aging process to prevent the penis from becoming as hard as it once was? Maybe you'll learn something from this. Maybe it's an education. Might some kind of vacuum gadget be devised to draw more blood into the penis? Please explain whether there are things that can be done to increase hardness in the penis as one grows older. Signed, Nick Trott. The erection process is a physical phenomenon that occurs with the increased flow of blood into the penis and then slowly back into the body's general circulation. Sometimes the blood starts to recede sluggishly while the erection is still in progress. Had that happen, have you? As a result of the contraction of blood vessel valves in the penis, and this decreases the hardness of erection. The function of the erection valves in the penis is not completely understood. You'll be a medic when you're by the end of this, won't you? Some specialists believe that as part of the aging process, the valves become rigid and cannot contract or relax. And it goes on. That's part two of Shagger's Health Lesson for tonight. Ah, I love that coffee. 4:30 with Shagger's on the rock. 3:11 and down. How are you, Claire?
Yeah, all right. How's it going?
Good, good, good. Now, you were at the field days today.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, the opening day, well, yesterday, Wednesday, the opening day of, is it the fourth or fifth biggest agricultural show in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yep.
Yep. What was going on? Apparently Jenny Shipley was there. Well, Jenny Shipley was there.
I actually didn't see her, but I did hear there was some other...
Upset about that, jeez. How would you cope with not seeing her?
Yeah, well, you know, she's not too good with the students around here, eh?
No, sorry, go on. There was some other what?
Yeah, some other interesting notable features with field days.
What, like?
The Yamaha display had a really good display with some motocross bikes.
Right, yeah.
A guy was doing some tricks and stuff.
Okay.
In a quite confined area, so it was really quite neat. Up and down.
I'll have to go. I might go on Saturday because we get paid on Friday night, hopefully.
So. You're just going there to check out everyone, aren't you?
Might have some.
Saturday's the day to check out everyone.
The Shaggers Light Show on The Rock, Blink 182, the second release from them, Josie. Very shortly, we do have music from Pink Floyd, Tonic, The Feelers coming up. But some nurse humour, these things that the nurses have posted on the net and been reading them out to you, like this one here. The things that come into the ER at 2 a.m. never cease to amaze me. One morning a man walked gingerly to the counter and asked to see the doctor, as you do. As he came around the counter, we noticed he was carrying a vacuum hose, which went into his pants. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I think you are. Apparently he was using the suction power of his Hoover for something else. He had gotten an erection and then couldn't remove the hose. Since the hose is made of such heavy tubing, he had to disconnect it from the cleaner and bring the hose in with him. We gave him a sedative, which made his erection go flaccid, and then removed the hose.